Okay, so we keep doing this thing where we say, oh, it's basically rag, and then move on like that explains anything, which rid of us, honestly.
Yeah, because it never actually explains anything. It just sounds like we're nodding at a secret handshake.
Right. And I got a listener question that was basically, wait, what is the actual move here? So let's stop being annoying about it and do the whole thing properly.
Good, because this is one of those ideas that gets treated like a magic sticker. It's not magic, it's just a pretty sensible way to stop a model from freelancing when it should be checking a source.
And that always sounds like the whole appeal. The model is great at writing the answer, but not always great at knowing whether the answer is true.
Exactly. If you want the dumbest useful picture, imagine a student taking an open book quiz instead of trying to bluff from memory.
That's the one. The student can still be smart, but now they can look at the book first instead of just improvising with vibes.
And the reason that matters is that a language model is basically a system that predicts text from patterns it learned during training. A language model is a model that takes in words and guesses what words should come next. It can be very good at that, but it does not automatically know whether a fact is current or whether your company's handbook changed last Tuesday.
So the model is the writer, not the fact checker.
Yeah, and the fact checker in this setup is retrieval. Information retrieval is the problem of finding the most relevant documents or passages for a query. Think search engine, but usually inside a private pile of documents instead of the public web.
Okay, so the model asks the library desk for help before it answers.
Pretty much. And the library desk is not just keyword search in the simple case. A lot of modern systems use embeddings, which are numerical representations of text that place similar meanings near each other in a vector space. That lets the retriever find passages that are semantically close, even if they don't share the exact same words.
So if I ask about, say, reimbursement policy and the doc says expense approval or expense claims, the system can still connect those dots.
Right, that's the promise. Retrieval augmented generation means you retrieve relevant context first, then you generate an answer using that context. The generation part is still the language model. The augmentation part is the retrieved material you feed into its context window, so it has something grounded to work from.
Okay, wait. Context window is one of those phrases people toss around like everyone was born knowing it.
Fair. The context window is just how much text the model can pay attention to at once. So if you give it too much stuff, some of it gets pushed out. If you give it the right stuff, it can answer with actual local evidence instead of vaguely remembering the internet.
That's the core product win for me. You're not asking the model to be an archive. You're letting it be the thing it's actually good at, which is turning retrieved evidence into a usable answer.
Yeah, and that division of labor is the whole trick. The retriever does the search work. The generator does the synthesis work. If either side is bad, the result is bad.
So walk me through it like I'm trying to ship this, because that's the part that matters. What actually happens when someone asks a question?
First, your documents get prepared and indexed. Usually that means chunking them into smaller passages, storing them somewhere searchable, and often turning those passages into embeddings. Then a query comes in. The retriever searches for the nearest or most relevant chunks, and those chunks get packed into the prompt with the question.
Chunking is the part that always sounds boring and then turns out to decide everything.
If chunks are too small, you get precision but not enough surrounding context. If they're too big, retrieval gets fuzzier, and you waste space in the context window. That trade-off is annoyingly real, and it's one of the places where RAG systems quietly live or die.
Right, the model can only use what you hand it. If you hand it a weird half paragraph, it's going to answer like a weird half paragraph was all the evidence in the world.
Exactly. And this is where the retriever quality matters more than people want to admit. A good generator with a bad retriever is still going to miss the point, because it never saw the right passage in the first place.
That's such a Draco sentence. I can hear the caution tape in it.
Well, because it's true. And this is also why simple keyword matching and dense embedding search each have their own strengths. Keyword search is good when the user and the document use the same term. Dense search is good when the wording differs, but the meaning lines up. A lot of real systems use hybrid retrieval, because shockingly, humans are messy and use both styles.
Shocking discovery, people do not speak in one perfect ontology.
No, they absolutely do not. And once you've retrieved the passages, the generator reads them and produces the answer. The important part is that the answer is now supposed to be grounded in those passages, not just in whatever the model memorized during training.
Which is why this shows up everywhere in enterprise search and support. If the answer lives in a handbook, a policy doc, a product manual, or some internal repository, Rive is a very natural fit.
Yeah, because it handles information that changes. A standalone model can be trained on the snapshot of the world, but RAG can point at current documents without retraining the model every time the docs change.
That's the part that always makes the product person in me sit up. You can ship something useful without waiting for a whole model update cycle.
And you can also inspect it. If the answer is wrong, you can ask what was retrieved. That makes the system more auditable than pure generation, which matters a lot when people want to know where the answer came from.
Right, and that's why the show kept circling those tool routing and open wiki examples. Same family of move, get the right thing into context, then let the model do the part it's actually good at.
Exactly. That tool routing piece we looked at was basically the same operational instinct. Don't send every request through the most expensive or broadest path if a narrower retrieval or selection step gets you the right answer faster. RAG is just the version where the thing you're routing to is source material.
And the OpenWiki one was a nice example because it made the docs problem feel real. Coding agents are only as good as the repo context they can pull in.
And that's a good bridge to the failure modes, because RAG can absolutely fail in boring ways. The knowledge base might not contain the answer. The retriever might miss the right chunk, or the retriever might find the right chunk, and the model still misread it.
So the system can still hallucinate, just with better scenery.
Yeah, unfortunately. RAG reduces the chance of hallucination, but it doesn't abolish it. If the retrieved context is weak or misleading, the model can still confidently produce nonsense. It's less like a truth machine, and more like giving a smart but distractible assistant a folder, and hoping the folder is the right one.
Okay, that analogy is annoying but useful.
I know. I hate that it works, too.
So where does the other big trade-off land? Because it sounds like a lot of infrastructure for something that's supposed to be simpler than fine-tuning.
It is simpler in one sense, and more annoying in another. Fine-tuning means changing the model. RAG means keeping an external knowledge base and retrieval layer alive. That adds moving parts. But it's usually far cheaper and easier to update than retraining a model every time the underlying facts change.
And from a shipping perspective, that matters a lot. A team can own documents and retrieval behavior without owning the whole model stack.
Right, which is why you see it in customer support bots, legal research tools, medical question answering systems, and enterprise search. The model doesn't need to know everything. It needs to know how to read the relevant stuff once you hand it the relevant stuff.
That line should be on a sticker somewhere, which is how you know it's too good for this podcast.
Please don't start an exploring next merch arc. We've been doing this since November, and we still haven't earned that kind of embarrassment.
Fair. But I do want to be precise about the mechanism, because I think people hear retrieve and assume it's just search slapped onto a chatbot. It's a little more than that.
Yeah, because the retrieval step is doing real work on the query side too. Sometimes the system rewrites the query, or searches multiple times, or ranks candidate passages before passing them on. The simple version is retrieve once, and generate once. The more robust versions do more work to make sure the context is actually useful. It's not boring. It's the whole thing.
Fine. The whole thing. Also, I cannot believe this is how we spent a Monday, but honestly, that was good.